We have some information about a way to resolve the difference between the House and the Senate, and I think Mr. Knopf has something that will help us out here, and I'm right about that.
Sorry.
How's that?
Thank you.
Mr. Knopf, would you like to help us out by going over this and telling folks what this truly means?
Sure. Madam Chair, it's written to the Senate side. And so what you have is basically the Senate bill with the changes in here. On 1.4 through 1.9 or 1.8, those are just the changes because there's another $11,000 that Ms. Thornton found that could be used toward an agreement here. And so that just increases the amount of the appropriation by the $11,000. What's included here is there's a paragraph C similar to what the House has, except the money here is there's $567,000 appropriated for this fiscal year, for this coming fiscal year 11. But you have to add to that, if you look on 1.23, there's also an unobligated balance from the energy resource teams of about $200,000 that will be added to that. And then on line 1.32, there's another $47,000 that will be added also to this appropriation, and that's from this native plant biodiversity invasive plant species program. Apparently these appropriations are not going to be spent, and they're from previous year's appropriations, so that will be added to it. So the total for state park improvements, if you add that together, will be $814,000. And then if you look at what the money will be spent for, it's on 1.15, it says of this amount, at least $250,000 is for solar energy installations in state parks, and the remaining amount shall be used for park and campground restoration and improvements. And then priority shall be for projects that address existing threats to public water resources. So that's what the money will be spent on in those parks.
Greg, so the $200,000 and the $47,000 that could potentially come or will automatically come is on top of the $817?
Madam Chair, it adds up to the $814 because it's the $567 that's being appropriated in this fiscal year. And then on July 1st, about $200,000 is transferred, and also $47,000 from a project is transferred. And then, and I think Ms. Thornton has a spreadsheet that she's handed out that has this also, that has the calculations up. And then if you see on page 2, you've got a number of changes, and it might be easier to look at them from the spreadsheet, but basically there are three projects that are having a reduction. Well, from the Senate bill, there's about four projects. You see the state park acquisition goes from $2.2 million to $1,750,000. There's a DNR part on 2.4 that's reduced by $10,000 for professional services in the acquisition. And then the Nature Conservancy is reduced on 2.6 by $46,000. And then two projects in the metro habitat quarters are reduced, the Minnesota Valley Refuge, and then the Trust for Public Land are reduced by $25,000 each. That's on 2.10 and 2.11. And then there's also a change to on the dates for the carryover appropriations that go from 2011 to 2013. Apparently that was an error, and it should have been 2013 from the beginning. And that's some of your existing language on that. It was a technical correction. And then also a paragraph B is added. One of these appropriations actually expire on June 30th of this year. So to make sure that that money goes forward and can be used for the state parks improvements, the appropriations that are transferred are actually extended to June 30th, 2012, to the same time as the appropriations in this fiscal year. So to match that, they're extended to make sure that that happens, and this is going to be effective the day following enactment, so that we make sure we get that extended before they expire. And then there's some new language, a new Section 3, it'd be a statutory language, an acquisition of lands to be conveyed to the state, commissioner approval. And what it says is that any appropriation for the trust fund, any recipient of the trust fund who acquires an interest in real property with trust fund money must get approval from the commissioner of natural resources if it's acquired with money and will be conveyed to the state for management by the commissioner. Then in paragraph B, it says the commissioner shall approve acquisitions under this section only when the interest in real property is identified as a high priority by the commissioner or meets the objectives and criteria identified in the applicable acquisition plan for the intended management status of the property. And so that is added. And then, again, there's an effective date for the rest of the bill or for this section. That's right, because this what happens is there are existing projects going on, so there's an effective date for this section that just says this section is effective July 1st and applies to appropriations made in fiscal year 2011 and thereafter. So it will apply to new appropriations and beginning with the fiscal year 11 appropriations, not to existing projects.
Members, are there questions? Representative House.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Knopf, you did an excellent job. You just went a little too fast for me.
Sorry.
And I'm not going to complain here. This is just for my information. From 2.2 to 2.11, where you've made the reductions to capture this money, how much of that came from purchases in rural Minnesota versus the metro area? And I hope more came from rural than metro.
Madam Chair, Representative House, I think almost all of it is from the rural parts. I think the two parts I mentioned.
I heard metro in there.
The TPL program and the Minnesota Valley, the $50,000 reduced there for acquisition. I think that those are the only reductions that are clearly metropolitan area. There are, as I understand it, because the state park reductions include basically, there's a mix of bonding and trust fund money. As my understanding, it mostly affects some rural acquisitions for a recreation area.
Okay, thank you. One more question.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the state park acquisitions is at William O'Brien, which is in the metro. But the rest of them, I think, are in northern Minnesota. Split Rock, Teteguch.
But Madam Chair, Senator Anderson, as I understand it, those acquisitions are still going to go forward just with bonding money instead of this money. And so the net result is a reduction in a rural acquisition of a recreation area land, is my understanding, the way Mr. Meyer explained it to me.
Okay, and Madam Chair, just on the at least what the, I guess the only part that bothers me, and maybe Representative Rukavina didn't catch this, but on line 1.15, where it says, of this amount, at least $250,000 if for solar energy. The part that bothers me is the at least. When you first look at the bill, $250,000 for solar energy, and that's great, you know. But then when I look at it and say at least, that really kind of means all $814,000 could be spent on solar energy. Am I correct?
Madam Chair, Representative House, you're correct. But with the remaining money, Madam Chair and Representative House, there is a priority for projects that address existing threats to public water resources. So you have to kind of balance those out with the.
Madam Chair, I like the fact that we have to balance it out, but it really, really, it doesn't sit well when it says at least $250,000. Mm-hmm. It would be better if it said at least $250,000 and not to exceed something.
Or up to.
Well, Madam Chair, may I speak? Everyone's looking at me. Okay, this is an effort to make the House comfortable. And, you know, we can just go back to the original bill. We'd be perfectly happy with that. That would be our preference. My understanding, I thought that was for your benefit, that you had wanted that. Maybe that was what Representative Rukavina wanted, was to have a certain amount of this to go for solar installations. But it certainly wasn't our proposal to do that. So perhaps you should, the House should talk amongst yourselves
about
that.
Well, Madam Chair, that at least, as I read it, could, you know, could be construed two ways. And I would make the assumption that Representative Howes did that $250,000 or more are going to be spent on solar, but you could read it that there has to be $250,000.
And, Madam Chair?
So you could say up to $250,000, but then you say, you know, it could be $1,000 or it could be $250,000. So I don't know how you're going to word that to give some discretion or some management ability to whomever is going to make these decisions.
Madam Chair, let me interject here for a second. When we asked DNR about their possibilities, they don't have that many possibilities of solar. So I think we had seen a spreadsheet with some possibilities. So we're not going to spend $567, and I think maybe DNR would comment on that if you'd like them to.
Madam Chair, I would like them to because I'm not opposed, Madam Chair, to solar energy at all. What I'm opposed to is where it says at least $250,000. That, to me, that means it could be all $800,000.
Well, let's ask DNR.
We have buildings falling apart, Madam Chair.
I see that, and we have public waters that are being polluted, which is the reason we put the priority language in here. But I can ask Mr. Meyer if we can be assured that the number is not going to run much above $250,000. Could we be assured of that?
Madam Chair, members of the record, Bob Meyer, Department of Natural Resources. Understanding the intent and the language here, yes, that would be what we would do. We had a list of several projects that we had identified that were in the range of $100,000 to $200,000. So we can select one of those. We were talking about the boat facility. Well, actually, this is in State Park, so it would be other opportunities that are out there. I can certainly communicate to where these projects would be, and we could, well, it would be identified in the work plan that we have to do approve with the LCCMR. So you will all have an understanding of what these projects are and the amount that is to be expended there. We do appreciate the language that talks about existing threats to public water resources because we do have some needs there that we would probably spend the balance of these dollars on as well. So we understand that need as well.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Rupert.
Mr. Meyer, so, I mean, basically what you're saying then is you're going to hold right around that 250 for. Could you get some of those outhouses in those primitive campsites to have a fan on them?
Solar fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'll help our constituents.
Madam Chair, Representative Rukavina, we will work with the commission through the development of the work plan that the commission needs to approve to identify what these dollars will be used for. So I think everybody will be comfortable as we go through that process.
I think with that assurance that it's 250.
Give or take a few.
Give or take, you know, that I think we all are looking for those projects, too, for restoration that protect public waters. I think that's been a strong priority for all of us. So I don't, I'm with Mr. Meyer's assurances, can we go ahead, members? I don't see any objection right now. Thank you, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you very much.
That's your language, right?
Do you want to take out the word at least and just say of this amount, $250,000 is for solar energy installations? We could do that and just take the at least out.
Well, Madam Chair, I would feel a lot more comfortable.
Would that be okay?
Well,
Madam Chair, like I said, I thought this was what the House was asking for, so I'm fine with it either way. Okay.
Whatever
would you like
to move to take the words at least out?
And Madam Chair, I would move that on line 1.15 we delete the words at least.
All right. So it would read, of this amount, $250,000 is for solar energy installations. So I think members understand that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
The amendment is adopted. So now the full amendment is before you, members. Do we
Madam
have
Chair, I'll move the amendment as amended.
Representative Rukavina.
That should be my new name. Rook Amendment.
Where's the Rook Amendment?
Well, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. That probably wasn't a mistake on my part. Representative Rukavina's motion to adopt the amendment as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? So we have adopted it, and now the full report is before us, members, and I think we...
Madam Chair, I think you might want to move the Senate position with this. Somebody should probably move the Senate position with this amendment.
It would be nice if a senator would help us out here.
I'm just about to do that.
Okay. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the adoption of the Senate position on Senate File 2624 as amended.
Members understand. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted.
And now what do we need to say?
We move. Madam Chair, I'm going to say this. I'm glad we can agree to some things. We've got a tough road to hoe between now and next Monday. This is important to get this out of the way, and then we can concentrate on the bigger pictures.
Are there any?
Madam Chair, and I think that Senator Vickerman should run again, is what I
think. I think you're done.
Just to follow up
that's
on
all
things.
We need to do. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else we need to do. Everybody agrees to that. Okay, and anybody have anything else they need to say or would like to say?
Madam Chair, I just want the record to reflect we had a unanimous vote in support of this proposal, and I appreciate that.
I do too. And with that, meeting is adjourned.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back to work on June 3rd.
What?